Kalinga.
On Rise and Shine, the African Perspective.
Artificial intelligence or AI-enhanced mammography interpretation has been shown to be as effective as human interpretation in detecting cancers. That's according to a major clinical trial published in the Lancet Oncology. Now, this development comes as South Africa observes Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October. This has the potential to revolutionize breast cancer screening, making it more accurate and efficient. In 2022, there were 2.3 million women diagnosed with breast cancer and over 600,000 deaths globally. To talk to us a little bit more on this, we're now joined by Dr. Eustace Appelstad, who's a surgeon with a special interest in breast health. He's going to share his expertise on the benefits of AI-assisted mammography. Doctor, thanks very much indeed for joining us and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Peter. Good morning, listeners. Thank you for having me.
All right. So it seems quite fascinating, this recent clinical trial published in the Lancet Oncology, which highlights the effectiveness of AI in mammography interpretation. What are your thoughts on this development and its implications for breast cancer detection?
I think that mammography and radiology in general is a specialty that will be enhanced by the application of artificial intelligence as the first specialty, because radiology for most part is a black and white image, and that can easily be digitized. I saw the first digitized mammograms in 1996 in the United States. And it was clear to me from then onwards that that could easily be analyzed by a computer. And now we have the evidence that actually artificial intelligence can read at least as good as human interpreters. What our experience in our practice is, where we installed AI-enhanced mammography already 2 years ago, is that we have only one cancer that AI has missed that we detected as human readers, whereas conversely, there were a couple of cases where AI alerted us to a suspicious lesion that we would otherwise have missed. And that is actually very important. Another very important thing is we are living in a resource-restricted environment. And if you have a look how much it trains and how long it trains and how much it costs to train a radiologist or any other specialist to interpret x-rays, and AI takes a system to train takes about 1 week, and then the software can be installed, and from then onwards you have very little marginal cost. So this is going to revolutionize, if we let it, the provision of healthcare, especially in resource-restricted environments where you the lack of specialists of any kind.
So tell us a little bit about how the process works. I mean, radiography, we know you take a picture, and then a doctor like you looks at the picture and starts to use your training and knowledge to figure out what the picture is saying. What does the AI version do?
Essentially, the process for the patient is the same. So the patient comes in, gets a physical examination, and then goes for a mammogram. The mammogram is sent to a viewing station, and the viewing station projects the mammogram on specific mammography screens. Tell you, here, you must look there, and it is so that also the artificial intelligence tells you what the probability is a specific lesion represents cancer. It depends on the setting, how sensitive this is. In our setup, we are being alerted to more areas in the mammogram that we then examine and in more detail. But for the patient, actually, the process is very little changed. It is also so that artificial intelligence does not pick up more lesions, but allows also more lesions to be identified as benign that a human reader would identify as doubtful and requiring further investigations or even a biopsy. So in total, the accuracy is improved, and also many patients are saved interventions. I want to talk about one other thing lastly, that is human readers are human. That means they have ups and downs, and this has been very well demonstrated. A computer program doesn't get tired, doesn't have a post-lunch slump, and cannot be lack in attention to the detail. It's always the same, and performs very evenly, which is not always the case with human interpreters.
Yeah, but I guess the other side of that is that AI is only good as its programming. Are there any limitations or concerns that you might have that you always need to have a human present to look at the AI information?
It is kind of difficult to answer that 100% because we've seen it now for 2 years. And for me, there is no doubt that future systems will actually be better than human readers. And it is very difficult for us humans to surrender control to a machine and say, yeah, the machine, the computer is actually better than us, because we have this kind of opinion about ourselves that we are better than anything else. But that's not true.
All right. And perhaps as we close, always important to share information with our women. What can they do to take care of themselves when it comes to breast cancer and breast cancer awareness?
When I started in practice, a woman that was diagnosed with breast cancer had a chance of 2 out of 3 of being dead within 5 years of her disease. These days, more than 90 out of 100 women are still alive and well 10 years later. And this means that the big strides have been made in early diagnostics. So go out, get your mammogram. And if you can see out a setup that utilizes artificial intelligence, all the better. And without this, you will miss a big part of the advances and the reductions in mortality and breast cancer that we've seen. So once again, if you're above age 40, go and get your mammogram on a regular basis, and preferably with the latest technology.
Dr. Apfel Stadt, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Thanks for your insights.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. That's Dr. Justus Apfelstadt, who's a surgeon with a special interest in breast health. And it looks like artificial intelligence, AI, is coming more to the fore. And he says that in the last 2 years, he's seen how brilliant the AI versions are. I certainly am experiencing AI in a way that I haven't with my journalism work. And it's just fantastic. So, yeah.
You don't have to script anymore.
Well,